of folks still following the recounts in Florida and Georgia as the midterm elections continue in those two states until there is resolution. Waiting for a federal lawsuit to wind its way through the courts in Georgia. Stacey Abrams filing a federal lawsuit to have an attempt to have a runoff election in Georgia for governor. She lost to Brian Kemp, trailing him by 59,000 votes. But if they can come up with about 21,000 votes, they could force a runoff election. Don't see that happening, not mathematically speaking. In Florida, Rick Scott entering the recount phase of the contest with a 12,500 vote lead, and Ron DeSantis running for governor with a 33,000 vote lead, I believe, give or take. At no time in American history has any recount ever come up with that kind of vote total to overturn an election ever. So we'll see what happens there. But here's what's really shocking, and this comes by way of PragerU or the Wall Street Journal as the base source, but PragerU putting this out, Dennis Prager, of course, who is banned by Facebook and some other places because he's not approved speech or some stupid thing. But during the 2018 midterm elections, all right, last week, this should be the most frightening thing you hear all day. Over 64% of young people under the age of 24 supported left-wing candidates and policies like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. People under 24 embrace socialism, which means we have done a wretched job of allowing the liberals into the teacher's lounge and into the classroom. We've done a wretched job of telling kids about the truth about America and the things that we've done worldwide. We've done a wretched job of telling kids about how free market societies and free market systems create more liberty, more freedom, more opportunity for everyone than does any other system of government ever laid out. Socialism is the relentless pursuit of mediocrity and worse. In fact, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she took 78% of the vote. This is a woman who has... she wants free college for everyone. Everybody is guaranteed a job, getting paid at least $15 an hour. Medicare for all. And when asked, well, where do you get all that money?
Just pay for it.
You just pay for it. Nice impersonation by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You just pay for it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I heard her on an interview, and I came out of that, and I looked at you going, what did she just say? Like, there had made absolutely no sense. Something about, you know, the chamber of Congress having this feeling, and they need to improve the feeling in the chamber of Congress.
We call it verbal garbage.
What?
Yeah, it was. My mother would have called that gobbledygook. But I wanted you to jump back on, Ivy, because you got this Marie Claire. Marie Claire is a magazine for girls and women and so forth, right? And
yeah,
they just put together an issue with the 50 most influential or most important women or whatever, right?
Let me guess, not one conservative made it.
Not a conservative, not the First Lady, not Candace Owen, not Nikki Haley, our ambassador to the United Nations, nothing. And so it's not actually a very big surprise to me that young people, 24 and under, support socialist policies because those are the people that are held up time and again as the heroes. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is held up as a hero to people because she's young, the youngest person ever elected to Congress, and she's vibrant and she's attractive and she's the future. The future of what?
Yeah, I think that, honestly, we have, as, you know, here in Michigan and across this nation, have pretty much failed our youth because we're not teaching them about the Constitution. We're not teaching them about the founding principles of this nation. And it is obvious in the statistic of 64% of the young people under the age of 24 supporting left-wing candidates. I mean, we talk to our daughter almost all of her friends who talk about politics, which I don't ever recall talking about politics at that age, but who are all
leftists.
And
except for a couple. There's a couple that are not that way.
There's a couple that are not.
But they're ones that also have very active parents that are involved, that are in farming or in business and in talking to their kids. Because otherwise, if you just let these kids go into school, they're going to come back, you know, with their Che Guevara t-shirt
on. And that's where I was going with this, that they're being indoctrinated in K through 12. And then they go on to college and it's worse. Colleges are socialist training camps. I've said that to you in the past. It is completely true, unless you're sending your kid or your kid chooses to go to a Christian school or something, someplace like Hillsdale that have conservative principles. They're not going. I mean, right next door, here's Michigan State. Every day it gets worse in regards to what they're teaching in socialism. I mean,
certainly. And it goes from the indoctrination in the secondary schools of, 9 through 12. And I think it starts earlier than that. I think that the indoctrination, but when you go to college, I believe that indoctrination is then galvanized. It's galvanized and brought home and brought to fruition. And we've allowed this to happen over the last 50 years, over the course of my lifetime. We've allowed this to happen so that things like open borders, well, that's encouraged. Everybody deserves to come here and have everything for free, which is complete nonsense. You can have social safety nets or you can have open borders, but you cannot have both. You can't. People smarter than me figured that out a long time ago. Because if you have a social safety net that's there to help everyone and everyone comes flooding across the border like these caravans or whatever else, because now the real numbers, according to real research, puts the number of illegals in this country at 22, 23 million people. Right? 22, 23 million people are here illegally, and those people are all taking benefits. And they're not all, but you look at the numbers are staggering, which is why California is broke and Illinois is broke and other states are on their way to being completely bankrupt because of the pressure on, more often than not, social programs.
Absolutely.
Right. And there's enough pressure from the citizens of this country on those programs that would make them questionable as whether or not they're viable over time. But if you add thousands and thousands and millions of other people on there that aren't even in this country legally, the long-term prognosis is grave.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely grave. So we look at these numbers, and it's shocking to me that we've allowed this to happen. Now, there is a pushback in some places, and you've got your Hillsdale colleges and your little points of light, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a long fight from here. I mean, there's a long way to come back from how far in the hole we've put ourselves. When you look at somebody like Stacey Abrams or Andrew Gillum or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, these are far-left candidates. Now, of course, you're a racist. You don't like them because they're black. I don't care about that. My wife is Hispanic. If I cared about such things, I would speak out, obviously. That's not
and
the case.
And your brother-in-law happens to be black.
And there is that. And, and my niece and my nephew. And,
yeah,
and so
it's,
the point being is Stacey Abrams' ideas are horrible. Andrew Gillum's ideas are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I don't know what her ideas are except that everything's free all the time. And when it comes time to pay for it, you just pay for it, whatever the hell that means, because there's no foundation in reality.
Just print more money and pay for it.
You just pay for it. And now she's saying, I can't afford an apartment in D.C., so she started a GoFundMe account, which is nonsense. But, of course, in her world, that's the way it should work. She's a socialist, a communist, a Marxist, so somebody else should pay for her apartment.
That would be appropriate.
Yeah, it makes sense. If you want to do something better, though, and not be down that line, how about this? Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. There are great companies with great jobs looking for people, lots of people, some just like you. Pay can start anywhere from $15 an hour. It could get to $30, $35. Maybe more, depending on your experience. But don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on MichiganConstruction.com. And remember, there are great training programs available, too. Those will happen all winter here in Michigan. Great training programs will come spring. You can be ready for a brand new job. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Michigan Construction banner. We'll be right back.
So, you have unfiled tax returns, maybe several, and maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to SteveGruber.com to find us.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
I want to finish and then go to be able to and have. My parents couldn't have. I'll even make, because I know it's the best thing I can do for my. I want to finish
school
and then go to
college
to be able to
graduate
and have
the future
my parents couldn't have. I'll even make
sacrifices
because I know that
going to college
is the best thing I can do for my
future.
It takes the words of a parent to build the future of a child. The Hispanic Scholarship Fund has the tools and information to help your kids go to college. It's free and it's available in Spanish. Remember, their tomorrow depends on your words today. Visit yourwordstoday.org or call 1-877-HSF-8711. Sponsored by the Hispanic Scholarship Fund and the Ad.